Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I want to talk about honesty and why it is the most important antidote to all the disappointments you might feel in life and relationship. The one thing about horses is that they are absolutely 100% honest. There isn't a step they take, there isn't a move they make or breath they take that isn't honest. Everything about a horse is honest. There's no calculated gamesmanship, no hidden agenda. They are 100% honest. That's one thing I love about horses is that what you see is what you get. There's nothing hidden. And you know exactly what you have in front of you. There's just no games. And so I want to make that point when it comes to horniness. I want to make that point when it comes to other disappointments. I'm going to turn around here and get more comfortable. Like a horse, you can be honest if you want to be. But the problem is, you were born with honesty. The day you were born, you're the most honest, the most invulnerable you could be. Nothing bothered you. If you had to poop, you pooped. If you wanted to cry, you cried. If you wanted to eat, you cried out that you were hungry. You were honest. It was liberating. You could say whatever you wanted to say, be whatever you wanted to be, do whatever you wanted to do. And then the day after you were born, you started learning to lie. And the day after that, you learned how to lie some more. By the time you're a teenager, you're telling all kinds of lies. And by the time you get through puberty and into early manhood, you start to get the good guy syndrome or the nice guy syndrome. And you start having all kinds of strategic hidden agendas. Start lying about things and start telling half-truths, not revealing your true self. And that's how we get into trouble. And by the time we get in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, we have a long history of manipulating people and telling half-truths and not being honest. And why is honesty the antidote or the cure or instant relief for horniness? It's the same reason it's instant relief from anger. Let's talk about anger. Let's talk about a time when your wife or somebody says something really insulting to you. Something just horrible, something totally uncalled for, unacceptable, mean-spirited. Just the worst thing you can imagine, and you instantly feel anger. And you might not say anything. You might walk away. You might yell something back or scream or fight. But the one thing you don't say is, you know what? That hurt. I'm pissed. You really hurt my feelings. That was the meanest thing you could have said. I can't even tell you how it makes my gut grind to think that you would talk to me like that. It just really, really hurts. And I feel really hurt and I'm really pissed. That's not how we talk normally. We don't tell the truth. But if you call the emotion into the room, you call that anger into the room, that big fat pink elephant in the room of anger, all of a sudden you take the power away. You take the power away from the anger. You say, I'm angry. I'm angry. That pissed me off. That hurt me. What about resentful? What if you feel like that you're doing all the work around the house? What if you feel like somebody's not pulling their weight? You feel like you're overwhelmed and you're having to take care of everything. You're responsible for everything and nobody seems to be pulling their weight and you feel resentful. You feel like everyone's got an easy life and you are doing all the work. Why don't you call that big fat pink elephant out into the room? Why don't you say, hey, I'm feeling really resentful right now. Honestly, I feel really resentful. I feel really angry or mad or resentful because I feel like I'm doing all the work. I see you guys over there playing on your computers, watching TV. The house is a mess and I feel like I'm doing everything. What I want is more from you guys. I just need you to pitch in. I want you to pull your weight. I don't want to feel so alone and isolated. Give me a break. Help me out here. Honesty. It helps speak it into the room. I just realized saying this that sometimes you're around women who are more honest than you are. They'll say things like that and it makes you nervous. And you wonder how they can go from being angry at one moment and 20 minutes later all of a sudden everything is okay, because sometimes women do a better job of speaking their emotions and honesty right into the room. They just speak it out. And what it does is dissolve the emotion when you speak it out, when you finally speak your truth. So let's get to horniness. Let's talk about that you haven't had sex for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks or 6 months or a year, right? And you've been playing this little lie like, oh, well, maybe I just need to, you know, be patient or I won't bug her. I'm afraid of rejection and you're really smoldering inside and you're really hurt, angry, rejected, disappointed, but at most you're horny. Have you ever said to your woman, hey, I'm horny. Just say it. I'm horny. It takes the power away from it. If you're walking around in the morning, right? For guys, it's usually a really peak time. And if you're just feeling really, really aroused and really horny, and you know for a fact that she's not in the mood and it's not the time to bring it up, why don't you just try saying, you know what, babe, I'm really horny this morning. And she'll give you a look like, what the hell? You know, I'm not asking you for sex or anything. I'm just announcing to you and the world that right now I'm feeling really horny. And I know you're squirming in your seat watching this, like, no, I couldn't say that. But think about what it does to the emotion, that hidden disappointment, that yearning, that craving. And what you would normally do is shuffle off with a scowl and disappointment and with your heart on deflating, right? And you're just feeling mad. But the thing is that'll happen again and again and again and again in your life, unless you're willing to be honest. Be more like a horse. Wake up, and if you're feeling a little disappointed that you're horny and you know you're not going to get any satisfaction from her, just say, I am horny. And feel the release, the truth come out of your body. And all of a sudden, that big fat pink elephant of the room of horniness, you've called it out. And now it's not hiding behind the curtain anymore. And you feel better. That is instant relief from horniness. When you acknowledge that you're a sexual, affectionate, compassionate, caring man who wants to touch and feel and taste and smell, and you love everything about sex, but this morning isn't your morning, just call it out. I am horny. Hope that helps you, brother. I hope this came across okay. I didn't know what I was going to say in this video, but this really came to light this week when I was talking to a number of men who are battling with speaking the truth into the room, whether it's anger or resentment or horniness. They're hiding behind this agenda of not wanting to speak their truth and hoping they can somehow otherwise manipulate her into paying attention or pulling her weight or doing whatever. And I want to tell you that honesty will set you free. It's the most liberating skill you can have in your bag. And as we get older, we're losing time to tell the truth. So I want to encourage you, start telling the truth. Come from a place of love when you do it. Don't come from a place of resentment and anger and retaliation. If you're horny, say you're horny. If you're angry, say you're angry. If you're resentful, say you're resentful. But don't try to make it an attack. Don't make it a personal attack. Don't make it come from a place of blame and resentment. But just tell the truth and see what it does for your body. It totally relaxes you. Try it tomorrow morning. Thanks for watching. I appreciate you putting up with the wobbly camera. And have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.